Jeff Charles with you on AM 1500. It is 10:55. If you have just tuned in, if you're not aware of the news reports coming in now, either on television or radio, I will repeat. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration says the Space Shuttle Challenger has exploded just after launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Now, earlier this morning, there was some concern among many people that due to the weather conditions in Florida, due to the extremely low temperatures, that there may have been a problem with the fuel line. You may have heard that report earlier this morning. There seems to be some speculation that there could have been problems with the fuel lines. NASA elected to go with the launch. And this in, witnesses on the ground saw a bright flash of orange flame about a minute and a half after the liftoff. After the explosion, NASA reports that the shuttle crashed into the Atlantic. Again, the crew members include Commander Dick Scobie, Pilot Mike Smith, crew members Judy Resnick, Allison Onizuka, Ron McNair, Greg Jarvis, and Krista McAuliffe. Now, she is a schoolteacher from New Hampshire. You may remember that she was to have been the first citizen astronaut on board the space shuttle. There have been congressmen who have gone up before, but she was the first citizen astronaut. It appears that there was no way any of those people could have survived. After the fiery explosion, just a white trail of smoke was seen peeling off in two directions. We've joined ABC News.
Imagine the one that no preparation was good enough for. What experts say was a non-survivable accident. The shuttle Challenger had roared off the launch pad in an apparently successful launching, but about a minute in, that clear blue arrowhead trace into the sky suddenly turned into zigzag smears of white smoke and orange flame as something apparently exploded, perhaps a solid rocket booster first, then the Challenger itself. Mission Control confirmed that there'd been an explosion on board the Challenger, and we saw pieces of something fall into the water. There's no way that the crew members could have gotten out, and it's too early to tell if any of them could have survived, but the worst is feared. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Kennedy Space Center.
More news coming up.
Again, repeating what we have been staying with the last few minutes, NASA says the Space Shuttle Challenger has exploded. They are also saying that it appears that there was no way anyone could have survived that explosion. Here's Mr. Myrie. We don't have to go to the...
The Space Shuttle Challenger apparently exploded during its climb into orbit today. We'll have a complete update from ABC News coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll have, after the ABC update, a report on what's new in the Hormel strike. In the Twin Cities, temperature 5 above, skies are cloudy.
You know, it seems that this morning, Tom, we heard on some news reports that there had been some concern over the fuel lines, and I guess that was one of the concerns that they had before NASA went with the launch. Apparently, they decided to go with it. Apparently, they felt that the problem with the fuel lines had been cleared up. Reports say that, again, the crew includes the commander of that, the pilot, and, of course, several members, including Krista McAuliffe. She was a schoolteacher from New Hampshire, who was to have been the first citizen astronaut to go into space, and it appears, as NASA is saying, there was no way any of them could have survived. There are paramedics going to the area. NASA reports that paramedics are being parachuted into the area of the Atlantic into which the shuttle is believed to have crashed. NASA will come out with a statement on that. That will be the lead story at ABC News at the top of the hour. That's coming up next. I'm Jeff Charles. We'll see you back here tomorrow. By the way, fascinating guest tomorrow. You may have heard about zombies in Haiti. This guy is an anthropologist from Harvard who has gone down there and says, yes, indeed, there are living dead walking around on the island of Haiti. He's going to tell you how they did it and what he found out right here on this program tomorrow, KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis.
KSTP Talk Radio.
11 o'clock, ABC News is next.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Dorton. There has been a spectacular and tragic development with the shuttle. Challenger finally launched today and within seconds exploded. ABC's Vic Ratner is with us from the Kennedy Space Center.
Crews reported to the flight.
It was the worst accident that NASA planners ever envisioned because there is no way to get out of a space shuttle while it is under rocket power. About a minute after apparently a perfect liftoff, suddenly there was an explosion in the sky, and what had been a clear track in the blue Florida sky turned into zigzag smoke and flame as an apparent explosion occurred first either in the rocket boosters or in a main tank, and then followed by an explosion on board the Challenger itself. NASA is still hoping that there may be some survivors, and the paramedics have been sent to the area, parachuted into the ocean, but it is bitter cold in that ocean, and this is what NASA calls a non-survivable accident. Seven people on board, including the first teacher to go into space, Krista McAuliffe. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Kennedy Space Center.
ABC's John Lyons has been following the shuttle program ever since its inception. In fact, he's been following NASA for many years now. And we asked John what could be the possible impact of this accident.
Well, it's catastrophic. It's absolutely catastrophic. It'll take them a long time to figure out why it happened, obviously, and what made it happen. But it would seem that there is something basic in the design of the space shuttle that may be flawed, and that they said it. They were getting normal data up to the time of explosion, which means they got no clues up to that point that something was about to happen.
Once again, ABC's John Lyons, and again, we have apparently lost the seven people who went up in that ship. Challenger exploding shortly after liftoff today. Among those on board, six astronauts and schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe. I'll have more after this. And once again, repeating our top story, within seconds after liftoff today, the shuttle Challenger exploded. On board, six astronauts and schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe, and we do not believe so far that there were any survivors, though they are looking. Wall Street up 4 points at 1542, volume 68 million. This is ABC News.